So I'm going to do a little intro here because we haven't done this for a while. Basically, there's two reasons why we do this, why we pull one of the congregants up here and make them uncomfortable. So we can get to know each other as a family. Everyone's important in the body of Christ. So no member is more important than the other. The second reason, not only to get to know Lewis, is to see how God's working in other people's lives, how the kingdom is breaking in. And that's not just a Sunday thing, although Sundays are wonderful. God's working at all times for your good. So we're going to see what's going on with Lewis. Lewis is kind enough to be a little under the weather, but still here. So we're grateful for that. And we're grateful that he has the courage to be up here with me. So let's get to the first question. Lewis, how did you get here at Oceanside? Tell me about your family. Just give me a little sort of blurb about how you got here.
Sure. So my wife, Ellie, who's working with the kids, she and I and our family moved to this area. We moved up to Qualicum Beach just a little over a year ago for work. And we have a daughter, Maggie, who's 4, and a son named Lincoln, who is 1. So we moved up from the Cowichan Valley last September.
All right, and if you guys want to get to know Maggie, talk about dinosaurs. That's what I learned. This question is going to be probably hard to condense, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How did you come to follow Jesus?
Yeah, I grew up in a Christian family. We moved around quite a bit when I was younger, but we are always quite engaged. My parents were quite involved with the church wherever we were. So I grew up knowing about Jesus, and I think I prayed the prayer at a very young age. I don't even know exactly when, but I think when I was probably in my early teens, probably about 12, well, maybe 13 or 14, my older sisters, I have 4 sisters, 2 of them are older than me and 2 are younger, but my older 2 sisters really got involved in a Bible study that, and I think I noticed the change in them, and their walk with Christ became something very different to them when they got involved in that. And as a little brother, I asked if I could tag along one of the days, and they said I could. So I think it was just at that Bible study I encountered, I think, a relationship with Christ in a way that I hadn't before. I think I knew a lot of the knowledge, but it connected it on a heart level. And there's been a lot of steps since then and a lot of growing and a lot of journeying from there, but that's sort of, I guess, where my faith became personal was when I was in my early teens.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, this is sort of a shift, but what takes up most of your time?
Yeah, so right now I'm currently working for the Regional District of Nanaimo in the Recreation Department. I'm a Recreation Program Assistant, which involves a number of different things that I do. Over the summers, I was involved with training and overseeing the staff that we hire for our summer programs, so a lot of kids' camps. And then right now I do a lot of after-school programs, like drop-in gym and Tinker Thinker Club and Pro D-Day camps. And then I also, my favorite part of my job is that I get to mentor up a lot of our junior leaders. We hire up high school students as staff members, and my job is to sort of mentor them as leaders and give them opportunities to grow and to shine in their leadership journey.
That sounds like a really cool job, to be honest, and lots of fun. So how do you see God at work while you're doing these things, and how do you like join in on that?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I think working recreation, it's sort of a path that I think the job that I'm in, I don't think I even realized existed 5 years ago. But I think recreation is work that is close to the heart of God, in that even, you know, recreate is recreate. And I think that when we are recreating, it's closely tied to Sabbath, and that we are putting ourselves in a situation where we can connect with God and he can recreate us in these things. So I think there is, by nature of it, God is in it. I also think that within the organization, it's public recreation, it's local government, but I think the staff that we have there, whether they know it or not, are working in some very like kingdom thinking ways, and like the payments, fees and payments, which seems like something that is not, you know, not like kingdom work, but it is in how they will take programs that are for those who need programs more, like fitness classes for seniors that can't, like seated fitness classes and stuff, and are funding those with other programs that are, so they're not trying to make money on those programs, but they're funding them with other programs that are more of a luxury program, I guess, if that kind of makes sense. So those ones that are making a bit of money, they're funding other programs for those that, to make them more accessible for.
Sure, and I mean just the element of working with the, you know, the future, the promised children of the future, which is cool. They're the ones that are going to lead us into this stuff. Do you have any particular future plans or dreams?
I mean, part of it is just career-wise. I've been working contract to contract for a couple of years now. Here or for the last just over a year. So I think in that time I've been through 4 different contracts. So I would love to make that permanent. That's my hope and my dream, and that something can open up there. But I think a lot of that is because a lot of the work that we do is very relational, and that's not stuff that I think, it's not an overnight impact. It's built up over a season of time, and really my role is, whether they call it or not, it's very discipling, and I think that needs some longevity in order to sort of make more of an impact.
Well, I think that's a perfect thing we can pray into for you. But before we pray, I just want to thank you for being up here, and thank you for doing that a little under the weather. So if you guys could all join me, and we'll pray for Lewis and where he's going with God. All right. Father, thank you for Lewis, and thank you for his big heart. Thank you for his kindness and his servant heart for the community. I ask that you give him some permanency so he can create those relationships that he wishes to create, and he can bring your presence into whatever situation he's going into, whether he knows it or not, whether he knows you're using him or not. It doesn't matter as long as it's happening, and we trust in that. I'd also like to pray for his family. Ellie is leading the children, obviously, but also Maggie and Lincoln, that they grow to get to know Christ. And I just pray for the rest of the congregation that they see God move and they can join in on the fun and in the joy of that. So I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.